This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Stephen Crutchfield, who's the Vice President and Managing Director, ANZ, which I guess stands for Australia New Zealand, for Motorola Solutions. G'day, Stephen.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Now, you don't work for the company that makes Motorola phones.
No, I don't.
And the Razr phones. It's obviously an old company, but it split a few years ago. Tell us the story about what happened there.
That's right. So Motorola has been, in fact, this year globally is our 90-year birthday and 50 years in Australia. About 6 or 7 years ago, Motorola did split into Motorola Solutions and Motorola Mobility. Mobility was the piece focused on mobile phones. Motorola Solutions, since that time, is very focused. We are focused on what we describe as mission-critical communications for some key industry sectors. That would be like emergency services, police, fire, ambulance and SES and the like. Heavy industry like mining, oil and gas, public transport, rail and buses, port authorities, a lot of sporting stadiums and precincts and the like as well.
It's a bit confusing that the two companies kept their name Motorola.
Well, we're very.
That's a pity. You guys should have changed your name to something else.
Well, we're Motorola Solutions. The brand is still very strongly recognised, and
I guess the problem, the thing that I've read is that Motorola Solutions is, if anything, the original company. It's in a sense got the history.
And it
retains the heritage of the original Motorola. It's the one that was split off, which does mobile phones, was something else, although it's perhaps most best known for the Razr phones, R-A-Z-R, the Razr phones that I think in a way got the company stuck because it didn't move on to smartphones at the time it should have, and which is why it split, because it wasn't making any money. Lost a fortune.
Yeah, as you point out, the heritage of the business is in that Motorola Solutions area, and that brand is still very strong and trusted. I think if you look at the customer base that we deal with, describe our solutions as almost the lifeline of their organisation. So the trust in that brand is really, really important. If you look at police, fire and ambulance and mining organisations that really do depend on our technology for their day-to-day operations, it's really important that that trust and integrity of solution is there.
But it's more than a two-way radio business.
It is way more than a two-way radio business. That's still a fundamental part of our business. But if you look at the advent of digital in that space, it's much more than just voice radio communications. It's important data like location of resource, where are my resources through GPS or text messaging, or the ability to invoke an emergency when someone's in a difficult situation. And then more broadly than that, if you look at the investments that Motorola have made both locally here and globally, we're very much focused on the software and services space as well. If you look at what a lot of our customers are now doing, they're consuming these solutions as a service and looking at us as the expert to implement and operate those solutions as a service.
So what's the service you sell?
So if you look at Victoria as an example, we, on behalf of the state of Victoria in metropolitan Victoria, we own and operate the radio communications for police, fire and ambulance here in metropolitan Melbourne.
You own them?
Yeah, we own the communications infrastructure on their behalf, and we operate it on their behalf.
Right. And is it exclusive to them? Like the infrastructure that you own on their behalf is only used by them?
Correct, by police, fire and ambulance in metropolitan
Melbourne.
And
what is the infrastructure we're talking about?
It's effectively a network, similar, I guess, in some ways to a mobile network or a mobile phone network, but it's specifically designed to be always on and highly resilient in times when it's needed for the emergency services workers. Most people only see it in the foreground as a radio that's sitting with in a vehicle or being held by a police or ambulance officer. But in the background, there's obviously a lot of operations to ensure that that's always on and available when they need it.
We could do with that in mobile phones.
You could.
I mean, you know.
they're designed for different purposes, right? And the mobile phone networks are designed for the consumer environment, whereas
arguably sometimes they need them, you know, they actually do need them, you know, for emergencies.
So correct.
Argue that.
And that's why people depend on the Motorola brand to you know, build, own, and operate these types of solutions.
So, how is communications in emergency services and all the areas you operate in? How is it changing in the new digital environment?
Yeah, it's changing substantially to be much more, as I said, application and services led. Obviously, there's a lot of new concepts and technologies coming down the line, like artificial intelligence. One of our biggest challenges, and yet one of our biggest opportunities, is what can we do with the power of all the information that the community can generate? If you look at all the community holding smartphones and the data, the video grabs, the sound grabs, the contextual information that they can provide to the emergency services sector as an example, and how we bring all of that data together and turn that into intelligence that A, can hopefully help our emergency services sector to get from react and respond to predict and prevent over time.
Right. Predict and prevent using your equipment.
Partly our equipment, but integrated solutions at the end of the day. And we obviously rely on a large group of partners that we put together these solutions with. We're a very services-led organisation here in Australia for that very, very reason.
I mean, I think Motorola was known for its invention, its innovation in the early days. It invented a whole lot of stuff to begin with, and in fact, I think invented the first mobile phone.
Correct. A very steep heritage of innovation over that 90-year journey.
So, what are you inventing now?
Many things. We're exploring a range of different areas across technology. If you look at recently the applications that we're deploying to Victoria Police, which is effectively allowing them to be more productive in the field. One of our customers actually said that it translates to effectively having 2,000 extra police because they're now enabled to do their work in the field, as an example. A lot of research from our chief technology office in areas, as I said, in some of the areas of artificial intelligence, machine learning, those types of areas, how they can be best integrated into the solutions that we have today.
I'm wondering, one of the terms you've been using is always on. Is that a part of what's needed now? Is that someone's always listening to police and emergency service are always on? That's not just when you press the button. Is that what we're talking about?
I think it's both. First and foremost, the always on and highly resilient is really important in the day-to-day operation of these environments. But then more importantly, as you rightly point out, how do we observe and watch what is actually going on at a location? Recently, Motorola made an acquisition of an organisation called Avigilon, which is end-to-end security management. So the ability for that technology to recognise unusual or different patterns of behaviour in an environment that needs to be monitored is a classic way of being always on.
It sounds like the business is beginning to focus now on becoming a security technology business.
Not necessarily security. Most of our customers have large fleets or groups of people that they need to coordinate and manage. And they do that through various forms of technology, whether that's through voice communications or an integration of voice and software and data-based solutions. Inherently, given that a big part of our market is emergency services, we are involved in security and security-based technologies as well.
Right, but no, basically you're not a consumer brand anymore. You're really just
Motorola Solutions is business to business.
Business to business.
Correct.
And where do you think the technology is going for this stuff? I mean, is there anything on the horizon that is surprising?
Technology. I've been in technology space for a very long time. It's always surprising where technology is going. I think if you look at, as I said earlier, one of our greatest challenges yet, our greatest opportunities is to how do we take all that information that the community sees and hears, if you like, how do we take something like Crime Stoppers or Neighbourhood Watch to the 21st or 22nd century to integrate that into early alerts or a better way to respond or, in fact, more evidence to help out with investigations as well. And I think the combination of a few different technologies will greatly assist with that.
And what about security and emergency devices for ordinary people as opposed to emergency services?
Yeah, well, likewise. I think that more and more our solutions are becoming software-defined rather than hardware-defined. So instead of having a physical two-way radio connected to a network, you can now run the same type of similar type of capability using a mobile phone over a public network. Now, obviously, doesn't have the same level of resilience or purpose-built nature of what we deploy to emergency services or mining, but has similar capability, that one-to-many capability, the ability to call or indicate duress or difficult situation.
Right. So, that could be in your future as well.
Could be a possibility.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, good to talk to you, Stephen. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Alan.
I'll be talking to Stephen Crutchfield, who's the Vice President and Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand for Motorola Solutions.